From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski says steps can be taken to address a growing trend of mass shootings and increased violence, including doing more to help individuals with mental illness and fixing problems in background check systems. But she questioned whether banning certain types of guns is part of the answer.
A weapon can be a gun. A weapon can be a vehicle. A weapon can be a chemical. So I don't want us to focus on just the weapon.
Mental health advocates emphasize that most people with mental illness are nonviolent, and a 2015 study found people with diagnosed mental illness commit only a small percentage of U.S. gun fatalities. Murkowski was speaking with reporters Thursday after addressing a joint session of the Alaska legislature, where she outlined successes of the past year and remaining challenges for the state. It's been a whirlwind 2 days for Keegan Randall. The Anchorage skier made Olympic history Wednesday, winning gold and the first medal ever for the women's U.S. cross-country ski team. And Thursday, Randall was elected to the International Olympics Committee Athletes Commission. The 20 commissioners act as a link between athletes and the International Olympics Committee. Randall begins her 8-year term on the Athlete Commission on February 26th. Juneau's drop-off recycling center building in Lemon Creek has been closed due to concerns over its structural integrity.
So you're going about your errands on a Saturday, and I think we're all required under CBJ ordinance to go to Fred Meyer and then recycling and then Costco.
That was former Juneau Police Lieutenant Chris Sell joking at a January 2017 Mudrooms. But the building's closure won't mess up your Saturday routine. The city has set up a temporary solution using shipping containers. People can park in the same place as always, and signs will tell them where to leave their recycling. Drop-off center at 5600 Tonsgaard Court is operated by Waste Management and contracts with the city. City and Waste Management are searching for a new location for the recycling center. The recycling center's hours will remain the same. City's recycling drop-off boxes at Satter Harbor and Thunder Mountain and Juneau Douglas High Schools remain unaffected. Juneau residents excited to wake up to snow this morning got a bit of a letdown. The National Weather Service originally forecasted several inches of snow for parts of southeast Alaska. Meteorologist Edward Liske says what we got was rain, and a push of southerly warm air is to blame.
Snow starting on Thursday morning, and if the rain-snow line stays to the west of Juneau, which is what the winter storm watch is predicated on, the heaviest snow is going to happen in the evening, overnight hours, Thursday night, going into Friday.
A weaker system is coming in Saturday with about 1 to 2 inches of snow expected. Sunday should dry out with clear skies and temperatures in the low 30s. That's the latest from the KTOO newsroom in Juneau. More state and local news at ktoo.org.